If you look carefully at the right bank amid the vegetation, you'll see a pit cut into the rock and red slate where a water wheel was powered by the river's flow channeled through a flume. This was the site of a large mill wheel that powered the Dewey Carriage Factory, which remained in operation till the turn of the 20th century, when carriages became less important. By the early 1800s, dozens of mills were operating up and downstream of this point. Grist mills, a timber mill, a woolen mill, and a foundry. But a river's power isn't always an ally. The flood of 1811 would begin to change everything. Here's how Pulteney historians in 1875 remembered that flood. On the morning of the 22nd of July, 1811, the sun rose clear and the sky was cloudless. But by 10 o'clock, the rain was pouring down in torrents, and by 1 o'clock, it began to rain violently. The fall of water was very heavy. The small streams and little rills from the hillsides rapidly poured their falling waters into the Pulteney River. So sudden was the rise of water in the river that the inhabitants were hardly aware of danger before mills, dwelling houses, and other buildings were being swept away. Wrecks of buildings, bridges, machinery, and floodwood were constantly floating down, and now and then would come a large forest tree, taken up by the roots, brought along, and made to serve as a battering ram to demolish buildings or whatever obstructed its course. It was the worst flood in Rutland County's history. Every mill but one was gone, and every bridge on the Pulteney River was carried away, except this bridge at East Pulteney. Some of the mills were rebuilt, and on the left bank you can see an example of this riverside industry in the old tannery building with stairs down to the river. But the flood of 1811 changed the course of the river and thus changed the future of East Pulteney. The changes in the river created a new site for mill power in West Pulteney, and the success of this new mill site began the movement from East Pulteney to West. Within a few decades, West Pulteney would become the dominant town, to be known simply as Pulteney Village. And East Pulteney would remain much as it is today. Walk back toward the green, but stay to the left side of the street. Pause at the first white house.